The United States Department of Education has put Michigan on notice. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos has notified Michigan State Superintendent Michael Rice and his colleagues nationwide that schools will be expected to conduct standardized testing this school year in accord with federal mandates. The U.S. Department of Education dropped those requirements for the end of last year when schools were closed due to the COVID pandemic. But it looks like the Trump administration expects schools to move forward despite significant logistical and financial challenges. With us today to talk more about this is Dr. June Tyson. She teaches science to elementary educators at Oakland University, and she's also an education specialist and school programs coordinator at Detroit's Belle Isle Aquarium. She has 28 years of classroom experience. Excuse me, she has 27 years experience teaching middle schoolers at Harper Woods Schools. June Tyson, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
At this moment, when teachers are, I guess for lack of a better term, freestyling a lot of things, or at best, trying to quickly accumulate the kind of information they're going to need to make a go of it this year, either in a physically distanced classroom or in a distance learning environment, do you see there being time for testing?
I don't think that this is a good use of our money, and not just our money, but our time. Right now, the most precious resource we have is face-to-face time with our students. And even if it's digital face-to-face at this point, you know, a virtual setting, to squander that in having them learn test-taking skills for the big test, it's unconscionable to me. We have a Secretary of Education who has no experience in education, eminently unqualified, and really has an agenda that has been pushed forward to fuel this false narrative that schools are failing. But what, boy, did we have a lesson in how much schools do and how much they do well when we were hit with this school closures here in Michigan on Friday the 13th in March. We saw how much schools do in addition to educating our students. But we do a great job of educating students. There are survey results from, you know, independent organizations that say that most parents are very happy with their own school and the job that their teachers are doing with their students. What they hear on the news is that other areas are not doing as well. And it is true that there are struggles, but those struggles are largely tied to zip code. When we have areas of high needs and high poverty, we also have greater needs in education. And so instead of spending the money towards these gargantuan tests that really don't measure what we say we want to see kids who are great at critical thinking. We want to see problem solvers. That's what we want our children to be, and that's what employers want. Instead, again, we're testing minutia knowledge, and we're not even doing that well. And so how are we going to make that happen in a virtual environment?
Is there a case to be made that in this moment where virtual learning has very quickly become the norm in so many districts across Michigan, is there a case to be made that we need to know what's working and what's not, perhaps even more so than in a normal year?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we need to know what's working. But these tests are not designed to measure that. And these tests are designed to be conducted in a face-to-face monitored situation, where they can be, I mean, when I used to give the test, you had to sign waivers saying you're never going to talk about this test, and you can't coach the kids, and you can't discuss the problems. Are we going to take the face-to-face time that we have in the spring? Hopefully we're going to be able to be back face-to-face. We're going to take that time and use it to test kids? It doesn't make sense to me. There are ways to measure where students are. This is not the way to do that.
What would tell us what we need to know about what students are learning during the pandemic?
I think we need to look at the professionals that are in touch with our students. Teachers are trained to assess. It's called formative assessment when you're doing it as the child is growing in their skills. And not only are there teachers who are doing that in the classroom, or in this case, virtually, but also we have support personnel. There are reading interventionists who are able to assess and see the growth of each child. There are curriculum support personnel, like in the areas of math. But really, it's trusting the professionals. It's unbelievable to me. We trust dentists to identify cavities and oral health. We trust doctors. I have a PhD, and yet there is this feeling that, well, maybe teachers just don't know. Maybe we should pay out of pocket for all of these tests, and we're not getting value for that.
In your opinion, is this what we're going to someday call a lost year?
Oh, I don't think so. What I see here is sort of a recalibrating. For a long time, there have been a lot of sacred cows in our profession. There have been ways of doing business in schools. And this has disrupted a lot of those mechanisms.
Can you think of an example?
We tend to put kids into grade level based on year of production, just like we do with pickles or eggs. Whenever they were produced, that's the batch that they're a part of. And yet, what about those kids that are really soaring? The idea of being able to differentiate their instruction so that they can be with their peer group, but continuing to gain in these particular areas. So I see that we can reset, we can move forward with much more intelligence and knowledge. I think that it's not a lost year. I think it's a year where we have been forced to pause and take a breath. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to take a deeper look at where we're expending our resources. And let's kill those sacred cows and let's walk forward as a country in saying, or in our case as a state, let's talk about what is it that we want for our children. And I don't think sitting and filling in bubbles on a Scantron form is what any parent ever says. Gee, I really hope my kid gets to do that.
Dr. June Tyson teaches elementary educators at Oakland University and coordinates school programs at Detroit's Belle Isle Aquarium. Dr. Tyson, good talking to you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Joining us now with another perspective on the potential of standardized testing during the pandemic year is Peter Spatafor with the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. Peter, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Have you heard much from the membership of how superintendents and administrators are feeling about the possibility or probability of being held to standardized tests this year?
Well, I think it's more the probability or possibility of being forced to implement a summative test that has no concrete value as we're trying to assess a student's needs right now and prepare them for a year that is unprecedented by all standards. We have consistently argued that these summative evaluations should not be used in a high stakes environment, but they continue to be done that way. So we're hearing from the membership for sure. One of the things though that is really worth noting is while this is disappointing news, it's news that really can hold until later in the year. There are far more pressing issues right now that our members are dealing with.
I'm guessing you're talking about budget.
We're talking about budget. We're talking about reporting data on terms of if there's any students with COVID in their district, bringing kids back, disinfecting buses, a number of those things. But budget is in the top five, I'm sure.
Yeah. Is the concern with standardized testing more that it'll just be hard for teachers and schools to deliver the information that kids need to do well on this test, or that there might be a problem with the probity of the testing process, given that there are many districts who are going from home and some who are in person?
Absolutely. When we spoke to our membership through surveying and communications, it was very clear that there was not faith in the meaningful administration of a summative standardized test virtually, right? So that means, what, are we going to call folks back? Are we going to, try to do it without fidelity virtually? Are we going to try and make it work? So that's one of the concerns. Another concern is some districts are looking at hybrid or different schedules, and limited classroom time and limited time with instructors, is it really the best use of time to be preparing for a standardized test that has practically for this year no value in assessing the student's progress? And by the time the data reaches us, it's not valuable to even informing the craft of the educator. So, recent state law just passed that requires benchmark assessments. Those are probably more instructive rather than the summative assessment that the U.S. Department of Education is insisting we go forward with.
I'm sure that your organization has been deeply concerned with what's going on with the state budget. What are some of the other financial pressures on the districts this year?
Well, they're the same financial pressures that faced most employers, right? Increasing costs related to healthcare, retirement costs are increasing. We have seen revenue numbers that look better than they did a few months ago, but they still look worse than they did in January. So that's going to be weighing on us. The uncertainty of do we need to purchase more technology? Do we need to purchase more PPE? Do we have to add bus runs? All of these things that really play into the added expenditures of running school this year. No matter what happens, whether you're going back in person, virtually, or some combination of the two, this year will be more expensive than last year. And that is regardless of the number of pupils in your buildings or in your programs, because we are preparing for three different types of education, because that's what we have to do. We have to ensure that we have those plans in place and the resources available to make them happen. And if the state budget isn't going to, fund, we're already underfunded by several billion dollars, according to almost any study you look at. It's not a good storm right now, where we've got revenue projections that aren't great. We've got increasing costs, and we're already underfunded. So that budget is weighing high on the minds of superintendents and educators across in every classroom across the state.
Peter Spadafore is Deputy Executive Director for External Relations for the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. Peter, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.